It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. A set of bills moving through the state legislature would reshape Michigan's teacher evaluation system. Joining us now is one of the sponsors of the bills, Democratic Representative Adam Zemke. Representative, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first of all, why do proponents of these bills think a change was necessary?
Well, a change is necessary because this is really mandated under the Teacher Tenure Act that was passed in 2011 prior to my entering the legislature. And there's a there's some deadlines in there to have an evaluation system, really the criteria for an evaluation system in statute. And so these bills are that criteria. This is really the structure of the evaluation.
Who participated in shaping this structure? Is it a bipartisan effort?
It is definitely a bipartisan effort. I give a lot of kudos to my colleague, Representative Margaret O'Brien, from the west side of the state. She has been a dream to work with on this issue. Several months ago, we formed a committee that was comprised of a number of the education management associations, the teachers' unions, and all of the folks who represent individuals who have a stake in this type of legislation, and started having discussions based on the report that was issued by the Michigan Council on Educator Effectiveness as to what our legislation would look like. And then preceding that, we wanted to talk with the some of the teachers that had participated in the pilot programs that were conducted through the council. And so we had a number of conversations with teachers and administrators on the west side of the state and also on the east side of the state, really totaling probably close to 100 teachers, between 80 and 100 teachers in group setting about some of the positives and negatives of the systems that they had been piloting, and also the experiences they had had without having any sort of structure. Because right now the law has been in effect since 2011, and there has been absolutely no structure. So essentially, teachers, if you had an administrator who wasn't doing their due diligence, they could be evaluated and determined ineffective, when in which case they really weren't ineffective. Or you could have a teacher that's being evaluated and is being determined as highly effective, but is not really given any feedback as to why. And we heard that many, many times throughout our conversations with teachers.
So how will your bills affect teacher evaluation?
So really what they do is they provide a structure for what a teacher evaluation and administrator evaluation, that's both key components, are comprised of. There's student growth that's built into both bills, and there's also evaluation and observation tools to target the other areas that teachers and administrators handle throughout their professional careers.
Some people say that teacher evaluation needs to take into account challenges that a student might face before they enter the classroom, things like poverty. Do these bills address those types of issues?
So these bills do not encourage or mandate a system that deals with what you're talking about as value-added measurements, statistical variations, statistical models that are applied to growth to account for poverty and race and gender. And there's definitely some areas of gray as to whether or not those statistical models that are out there are accurate in terms of their weighting, and so we were silent on that. We did not mandate it, nor did we discourage or encourage it.
Representative, when we talk about education in Michigan, we have to talk about education funding. Are these appropriations bills?
So these are not appropriations bills, but they do obviously have a cost, and we have done, I think, everything that we can do, given they're not appropriations bills, to ensure that the funding is there. And if you look at the executive recommendation put out by the governor this past week, there is funding in that for these evaluations.
How confident are you in getting these bills through the legislature?
Well, this is one of my first forays in this. I've only been in the legislature for a year now, and so I don't want to display any confidence that may not exist, but I've had a very good experience with this so far, and I feel that especially because we have a strong bipartisan group of supporters, that this legislation has the possibility of moving at a pretty good rate.
Adam Zemke is a Democrat representing Michigan's 55th House District, which includes Ann Arbor. Representative, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.